Before sharing with you a few thoughts from the scripture, I'd like to thank you all for your prayers and for your encouraging messages. You are awesome, and we really thank God for you. A few days ago, I left the library and took the subway. It was so crowded that I had to stay close to a group of high school students, and as we were traveling, I latched on their conversation, not because of the curious things that they were talking about, but because they were full of enthusiasm. They had that ability to dream, and they thought that the whole world belonged to them. Actually, I think that youth enthusiasm and positive outlook for the future can make wonders, and I think and I believe that you're not an exception. And that's why we are looking forward to arrive there and start doing amazing things for the kingdom of God. But you know what? When facing obstacles, young people can become disappointed easily and start seeing the future in faded colors. Because of that, they become weak, they become powerless, they start to follow the negative examples of other people, and sometimes they choose a life of failure and crime. That is why there are times when I ask myself, as the psalmist from Psalm 119 verse 9 asks himself, how can a young man stay on the path of purity? You see, there are so many ways to live the path of purity that sometimes I wonder, how can the youth from the New Life Romanian Church, the youth that I've served, how can they stand for Christ? You see, there are millions of free pornographic websites on the internet seeking to enslave the youth. There's so much pressure at school to have sex before marriage, to live then with the guilt for the rest of their lives. There's so much pressure at school to drink a beer and smoke and turn you in an addict. There are so many drug dealers out there on the streets smuggling drugs everywhere to ruin your future. There are millions of Hollywood movies and articles on the internet teaching the young people what the world expects from them, how the world expects to behave, which is so far away from what the Bible teaches about the godly woman and the godly man. So many distractions. So many temptations, so many sweet callings to live the path of purity. Then, honestly, I ask myself again and again, how can a young man become pure and stay pure on the path of the holy life? You see, as a young man, he is full of passion, but he lacks knowledge and experience. And at this age, the young people are often foolish and they're headstrong and unteachable, and I think this task is hard for an older person. But again, I ask myself, how can a young person accomplish it? How can a young person overcome the world, the devil, the flesh, the devil and the temptations and the sin? How can he stand for Christ? You see, there is hope, because actually there is an answer to this question. Because if you stick with only the first part of the verse 9 from Psalm 119, you lose hope. You see, the youth have a lot of questions, but the only place they can find the answers for their question is the Bible. And I truly believe that the Bible has got them all. There are actually golden words for the youth written in the Bible that are able to inspire each one of you, strengthen your weakened hands, and strengthen your broken spirit, and help and build the faith in you. Now listen to what the answer that the psalmist provide us tell us. Psalm 119 verse 9, the second part, he says, by living according to the word. Guys, listen to me. There's no higher ambition that you could ever have in your life than trying or striving to live according to the scripture, to the Bible. You see, you may have the energy and confidence to do a lot of things, but you don't have wisdom to make the right choices. That is why I like to call you and to challenge you to ask God and look for the answers in the scripture, in the Bible, because the Bible actually will show you all. No matter how wonderful your dreams are, you know what? They will remain only dreams without following the Lord's purpose and the way, His way for your life. You see, apart from any other book in the world, the Bible is the greatest guide for every person, especially for the young person. Because the Bible, this book, presents God's will and His will for you. And His will for you is to grow spiritually, to mature spiritually, to look more like Jesus every day, to set right goals, to be firm in your decisions, to obey and honor and respect your parents, to stay away from the path that leads you to sin and death, but instead of that, having compassion and wisdom and love and hope and faith in Jesus Christ. The book of Bible is for young people. And actually, it really helped me a lot in my adolescence. And actually, it's very interesting because it keeps helping me as a child of God, as a husband, as a friend, as a colleague, as a car driver, as a child, and as a brother, because the Bible has the answer to all kinds of questions, no matter the circumstances you would find yourself in, no matter the age, especially if you're a young person. That's why I like to ask you all right now, when was the last time you read a small portion of the scripture and then you meditated on it? When was the last time in your devotional time, and as you were reading a passage, you stop because that word, that phrase, that promise actually struck you, hit you, humbled you, comforted you, elevated you, energized you, opened the heavens in your room? When was the last time you underlined that word, that phrase, and you wrote it, all about that experience in your journal? I was only a small child, and I remember when I was first able to read, my grandmother encouraged me to read Psalms. They were so fascinating for me that I started to underline Psalm after Psalm after Psalm after Psalm, and by the time she returned, about 1 hour after that, I have had underlined about 10 pages of Psalms. Because that was my first experience with the Bible. And you know what? Whenever I read the Bible, whenever I read the scripture, I feel the same child that read for the first time God's word. Because God's word is so fascinating. That's why I like to ask you again, what is a scripture for you? Is it only a Sunday accessory? Or the book of life that you couldn't do life without? So I pray and ask God that each person, whenever young, whether young or old, who wants to be holy, to have a pure heart, I pray that that person will keep his eye into the Bible and be led by the Holy Spirit. Let us be known as the book people. Amen.